в основном шире, знаешь? Большую часть своих
20. So, hello everyone. Glad to see you all here. I want to start actually.
It's Monday morning, December 6th. Exactly 4 weeks after the entire staff of the Kyiv Post was fired for defending their editorial independence. And exactly 4 weeks after the fired team decided to launch a brand new media outlet on their own, bringing the values and standards of their old newspaper with them. In just the first 3 weeks, the team had launched three new products. 1 week after the firing of the staff, we published our first newsletter, Ukraine Daily, which subscribers receive in their inbox in the morning, 6 days a week. The second week, we launched this podcast, Media in Progress, documenting the journey of our journalists covering important news in Ukraine while establishing a media startup from scratch. And by the third week, we'd launched our website, kyivindependent.com. It's a temporary site that the Kyiv-based Dudka agency quickly produced pro bono so that our journalists can bring more in-depth news to our audience now, while developers work on our final website. My name's Alina Lyamkent. I'm producing this podcast, following my colleagues that were gathered around me this past Monday morning, exactly 4 Mondays after the Kyiv Post shut down. After many Zoom calls, Slack messages, and sleepless nights, the team of the Kyiv Independent excitedly met in person for a general meeting at a co-working space in Kyiv.
We have a beautiful website, we have great ambitious announcements that touch people, but now we need to prove what we claimed we are. We need to start thinking more, pitching more bigger stories, investigations, analysis, explainers, feature stories, all ideas you have, please send them to me.
Tomei Stomina is leading the meeting since our chief editor Olga Rudenko is in the US, finishing her Chicago Booth Fellowship at the University of Chicago. Toma has worked for nearly 5 years at the Kyiv Post. She was my editor on the lifestyle desk there, before becoming the features editor and taking on the responsibilities of deputy chief editor while Olga was away. She's currently a part of the Kyiv Independent's core team.
We agreed on transitional roles for now. It's hard to predict what the company will be like for sure in future when we have everything up and running. But for now, I'm deputy chief editor.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's just both humbling and overwhelming, and I feel not afraid of responsibility, but I do hope that I do my job well and try to do my best.
Toma has been a powerhouse for the Kyiv Independent. She's been involved practically 24/7 in all stages of the process, including the editorial side of things, assigning and editing stories, this podcast, putting together our daily newsletter, as well as helping on the other side of the project, establishing a brand new media company.
The morning when we launched our website, the night before that, I had 1 hour of sleep. And I was working literally all day before that, and then all night, and then all day after that. So sometimes it costs me extra effort, extra energy, extra commitment.
And not only that, starting a new media also meant shifting from doing what they love most to doing what needs to be done now. With few people on the managerial and commercial side, we've had to get a little creative. Alexei Sorokin was one of the political reporters at the Kyiv Post. He ended up in journalism by accident, but it was a happy accident. Since the start of the Kyiv Independent, he stepped in as the company's chief officer of operations, our new COO.
Basically, all my tasks are from the manager side. So I'm helping with grants, it's donor funding, it's looking for investors, it's looking for an office.
But how's it going?
We're learning on the spot. Most of the tasks that I have right now, I never done them before. And so it's always hard because you can't assess, did you do good or bad? Because you don't have anything to compare with. My whole career is a happy accident. I never dreamed of being a journalist. And I ended up being, as I think, a good journalist. And I hope this time I ended up being a manager and I'm going to be a good manager.
Unlike Alexei, most of our journalists continue to do what they do best, report on current events, contributing to their favorite beats from politics and business to tech and culture. And some actually are working without a break. As Russia's looming large-scale invasion with 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border continues to alarm the world, our star defense journalist Ilya Ponomarenko has no time to rest. Ilya has reported about the war in eastern Ukraine since the conflict's earliest days in 2014. He's made multiple trips to the war zone of Donbas, bringing frontline stories to the international spotlight.
We work right now even harder than we used to. Ukraine is again the center of the world. Everybody wants an English-speaking journalist who's the local guy, who knows this local system, what's happening here. So ever since we have this crisis, you know, my workday lasts 24 hours, sometimes even more, just because, you know, everybody wants us to tell the story of what's happening from inside. Not many media outlets from around the globe have the chance of deploying a journalist in Kyiv or in Donbas.
Ilya receives an overwhelming amount of messages from journalists and military experts from across the world requesting interviews or stories. From USA Today, Rolling Stone, to Turkish TV broadcasters, everyone wants an in on what's happening in Ukraine.
In this day of war crisis, you know, we journalists, we all have it hard, of course. But, you know, this is the thing that we do. We do not complain. So in the crisis time, we do our best to make the best contribution we can.
While Ilya is tirelessly reporting from inside the country most of the world has turned its focus on, some of our reporters unexpectedly got a chance to assess the situation from a distance. Our team obviously didn't expect the shutdown and firing of the Kyiv Post staff when we stood up for editorial independence in early November. It resulted in many of our foreign reporters losing their work permits and having to leave the country momentarily until their visa situation gets sorted out. Some have been able to return to Ukraine, others have not yet.
When you're out of that, you see things with a clearer head, but at the same time, you're also out of the loop. You're not there on the ground.
That was our business reporter, Max Hunter, who had to leave within a week's notice of firing, first going back home to London, now working remotely in Cambodia.
My understanding of what's happened in Ukraine since I've had to leave was definitely not as good as when I was actually down on the ground. I've tried very hard to keep it around the same level, but of course, it's just not possible. It's not possible to as fully understand the place that you write about when you're not actually there. And that shows the value of an organization like the Kyiv Independent, that you will never ever be able to be an institution that covers a country on the ground.
Max is hoping to come back in about a month. In the meantime, he's taking advantage of the 5-hour difference with Ukraine, watching out for news while our Kyiv-based team is sleeping in the early morning. Our chief editor, who's 8 hours away in the opposite direction, has also used this small challenge in our favor.
I mean, I benefit from the time difference in some sense because, for example, I'm the last person to edit our newsletter, which goes out 8:30 a.m. every morning, Kyiv time, which means that I edit it around 11 p.m. my time here, and then it is sent out. So, I mean, it's workable. It's not ideal, but it is workable, yes.
We briefly introduced the Kyiv Independent's chief editor in the second episode of Media in Progress, going back to the start of her journalistic career 10 years ago at the Kyiv Post. At the early stage of our media's foundation, we had two main questions to answer. What was our name going to be, and who would be our chief editor? It took us 7 long days to figure out a name, but it was a quick, unanimous agreement on who our chief editor would be. As long as she accepted the offer, that is.
It was at the same time a very easy decision and a very complicated decision, because it was easy in the sense that there was at the moment no other alternative for who would become the chief editor of the new venture, because the chief editor of the Kyiv Post, Brian Borner, said that he would be retiring. And there was no one else objectively inside the team who was probably ready to do it right now. And I just felt that I want to help this team launch this new outlet in any capacity that they would need me. Like, if they had a chief editor and they would just ask me, you know, can you volunteer and do our social media for 2 months or something, I would say yes, of course. And if they needed me in this capacity, then I would do it in this capacity. At the same time, it was not an easy one because I've always been very aware of my limitations as a non-native speaker of English. And even though I kind of always feel tempted to add that I write better than I speak, and I edit better than I speak.
In the Kyiv Post's 26-year history, there had never been a Ukrainian chief editor, nor a woman at that. There had been Ukrainians as top managers and editors, as Olga had been at the Kyiv Post, and more so in recent years.
It can benefit for a change trying to have a Ukrainian person at the helm.
The ex-Kyiv Post staff made a splash when it stood up for editorial independence. Now, the Kyiv Independent is breaking glass ceilings. And despite the limitations Olga might feel, her team has full trust in her. That's the beauty in the way we work together. Our native English speakers make sure that what we publish is correct language-wise, and our Ukrainians help fill any contextual gaps our foreigners may not catch because they simply didn't grow up here. It's how we keep our coverage of Ukraine at such a high standard.
I think it's a beautiful combination, beautiful way for us to blend and work together and make sure we have this great product.
Even Deputy Chief Editor Toma Istomina, who has to manage multiple time differences and intercultural communication, can find beauty in her momentous task.
We all stay together as a team because it's a phenomenal team and I love this group of people.
And it's as a team that we'll continue to bring the world news about Ukraine in English and we'll build a brand new independent company that this country needs and deserves. Although we've adapted to the challenges thrown our way and have succeeded in launching a media startup, it wouldn't have been possible without our supporters and those who have helped us out of solidarity. From free co-working spaces for our team, to ongoing donations, and reaching more than 600 paid subscribers in weeks, in the next episode, we'll talk about you, our listeners, readers, and supporters, and how we really are in this together. Next time, on Media in Progress.